Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting how these people... Well, it's interesting how women and men are. Has anybody been listening to this Davido story?
Oh, that man. You know, I actually don't know what's going on.
Even what? Worth discussing.
I don't understand. Okay, okay. So disgusting.
Okay, let's do it in short.
It's okay.
He's basically Nick Cannon.
Oh.
Yeah.
But how many?
There's like four.
I know that there's two at the same time, right?
Yeah, there's more.
Oh.
And then there's also rumor that what? Trump, that his wife is possibly pregnant as well.
What do you mean
there's two wife? At the same time? You got married.
Okay, so it started with the American girl that said she's pregnant.
The one that just came out.
Yeah, then the one who peed on the stick. The one who peed on Twitter. Yeah, so she recorded it that she peed on the stick and that she's actually pregnant. And then, mind you, do you know that this guy's mentioned her name in Chioma's song, name in one song?
Anita.
What? Anyway, and so then the next day, the French girl says... Oh, today I woke up and realized that I'm not the only one pregnant with his child. And so she's come out.
So he's moved continents. You said French girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then both of them are
so
showing
any
receipts.
Of them concerned?
Mr. Worldwide.
Both of them are showing receipts. Oh, yeah, yeah. But they're showing receipts like him saying abort the baby, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like,
don't these men believe in protection?
Seriously, raw. Everybody raw. And you're married.
Aren't you afraid of STDs?
Seriously.
That's what...
Like, I would be afraid of.
I know.
I want to know what kind of crack is in pussy. I want to know.
Wait, you know what? I'm even adding more. Then a girl in Kenya came out with her boxes.
With her what?
Boxes. She goes, this is evidence.
Of right.
So she's
boxes.
Yes. And then she goes, yeah, these are his boxes. And then she's like, see, he wears colored boxes.
This is so embarrassing.
It was like black, red, and yellow or something. And then she's like, I won't pass it around because it smells like dick. Or something along those lines. Oh, I was just like, gosh. Am I seriously like reading this?
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, so we're just waiting to see how messier this gets.
No, I can't. It can't. My brain cells. Like, there's not
just
enough
bury
there.
A child like
yeah, that's the part that I'm still stuck on.
And that's the what people are saying because they're just like, so when you were grieving, you were doing this. That's
and what about comforting the mother of the child as well? Like, okay, your partner.
Wife.
Well, if you look at her at the BET Awards when she took a photo with him, she looked like she didn't want to be there. Like she took the photo, rolled her eyes, and walked off.
I didn't even see anything.
Really?
And I was even surprised to see her. And it's weird because when it came out and I saw it in my group chat, I was like, is that why I've been seeing interviews of him wearing a ring and saying wife? Because before I'd never heard him say stuff. Mm. And all of a sudden now he's saying my wife.
But apparently that was for cultural reasons that they got married after the child passed away.
Really?
Cultural reasons?
What do you mean? What kind of culture?
I didn't read into it.
I've been hearing pressure.
I think they said
what like they bonded over the trauma of it, but or is it the culture that when you lose
yeah,
a child,
something like that?
What is it like to make the woman feel better about?
I don't understand.
It.
I don't know if
yeah,
what culture is this?
I don't know what's happening behind doors, but that explanation is not.
That's what I'm saying. There's no point even trying to make sense
of this.
Have you guys seen?
I was scrolling past something on Facebook and saw. I didn't even know it was that many women. Anyway, one of them, and one of the comments was, "Welcome to the family."
Wait, family as in
he's,
so many.
He's
baby mama family.
He has
like,
so many. Because apparently one of from the his baby second, mamas. His second baby mama. I think she's pregnant with his second child.
Second, he's got like 20.
No, like a second, like them two together.
Oh,
so the second child.
You know, he's only 30.
He's a small boy, you know.
He only just turned 30. He's got like five kids with what, two on the way?
Yeah, he's Nick Cannon. But isn't that like Fetty Wap? Doesn't Fetty Wap have like nine?
Oh,
like
maybe
like
10. 10.
What's
it called? But with Nick Cannon, I feel like at least he's doing it on purpose. And he knows. He's like, I want to spread my seed. Like, everyone knows that about him at this
but
point.
Why? Exactly. I don't understand. Yeah. I really want to understand his mind.
You know how I know
Father's Day, the memes about Nick Cannon are wild.
Do you know who must be fuming, though?
Mariah
Carey. Mariah is like, you brought my kids to this ghetto nonsense. Yeah, they got 57 half-siblings now.
It says, according to her, Davido married Chioma to claim the dead body of his son. This is in accordance to the customs and traditions of Igbo land that a child belongs to the father only if the marriage rites. bride passes.
Only if he's actually married to the mom. Okay.
Yeah. So wait. So does that mean? Wait. What does so that mean? So he couldn't bury his child.
He couldn't claim the body. He's in like some kind of ceremony. Oh. Yeah.
Oh my. Damn. Gosh. That's not that. Sorry to her, because for this to now come out like this, because you know how I was saying like last episode or some episodes ago, like. You know, with Two-Face's wife. And I was like, why doesn't she just keep her mouth shut like DeVito's wife?
Oh, you did. You actually did. Yeah, but she still has her mouth shut, right?
Yeah, she does. It's but this is just else. So bad because it's so much. Yeah. Like, it's too much now. Mm. Like, he's trending number one.
Instead of trending. Your album to be trending. Yeah.
And do you know, when it first came out, the girls were like, oh, it's trending. So I went to search and all I was seeing was the first post I saw was her saying, I'm so proud of you when he performed at BET. So I was like, what are you talking about? Like, he's trending because of his wife.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, what are you talking about? He's trending because of the performance. Then I saw the other stuff and I was like,
And he's so tough anyway.
Have you guys seen that video, unrelated, of what's got to do with Davido, of that hotel worker being like, Davido, have you not seen it?
Mm-mm.
He's like fucking posse got this fan who worked at the hotel to his hotel room, and the fan is on the floor. Crying, kneeling, and saying, Davido, Davido.
Like, is he Nigerian?
And Davido's like, fan love, fan love.
Oh, isn't that like when Wizkid came here and there was that guy who was like basically on the floor when he saw Wizkid?
He?
Don't you know that story?
In Australia.
Is that not?
Don't you know?
Edit this out. Is that not?
Oh my gosh, that's so needs to be deleted.
Please.
No, it was, I don't know who it was, but like there's a clip of it and he's like on the floor like, Wizkid, and then Wizkid's like.
Like this small kid, it's so funny.
No, this guy's a big man. So he's on the floor crawling like Davido.
Men are crying over all these
I told you when I went to Malta and I saw all these people running to chase Wizkid. I was like, this small boy jumping over a hurdle and you're running.
Really?
Like I was so shocked. And we were just standing there watching them. Like, I was like, this is actually really weird.
It's not fan girls, it's fan men.
Men.
Yeah. That's because even the girls worse.
There, the girls I've never seen that boyfriends. In my life. They'll come with their boyfriends.
Can you imagine?
Never.
Let's go. Hurry up, guys.
Seriously. I've never seen
you're
that
too slow.
Like running, pushing us. What? Like, why? I was like.
And the men are elbowing you.
What? Wait, like, you're moving in our space.
And I'm sure they're dragging their girls along. They're like, hurry up.
Exactly.
And then they'll push the girl in front and be like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend wants to see you. She's your biggest fan.
Yeah.
Use her as the scapegoat. What a liar. Yeah.
And then this one women guy said, I came here for the women, but there aren't any women, so I'm going. So I'm taking alcohol and going.
Malta. Anyway. How was Malta?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Had a great time.
Did you rate the vibe?
I rate the vibe because of my crew.
I feel like that was your last time.
Yeah. that's most of
you're
us.
Retiring.
Oh yeah, that's God. Most of us. After it, like, some girl nearly pushed me over and I nearly died.
Hey.
Damn.
As in you got in a fight?
No, I didn't. I was actually calm. But what one of my friends was about to knock her out and someone else was like, look, if you don't want issues, you don't want 10 girls coming after you.
Yeah, that's not the place to be doing it.
Just, like, keep moving.
Yeah.
But after that moment, I said, I'm too old for this shit. I'm not coming back. But wow. I had a great time.
Was the music all Afrobeats?
No, there was quite a bit of Amapiano. That's the vibe now.
Yeah.
So what's the one going on now?
Afro-Nation.
Apparently it's all French people there.
There's always issues with Afro-Nation.
Apparently it's all French people that go there now.
Okay.
What country is it in? Oh, Portugal.
One thing in DLT that I realised that they were foreigners. Like, I remember seeing there was like a French group next to us. There were a few American people. Like last year when I went, I was just seeing like
Brits.
Mm-hmm.
And then here you're hearing different accents. Like, oh, there are different people. And I definitely feel like more people end up going because now I've heard stories of people in Australia that are wanting to go. So I can imagine it can get bigger. But do you know when something good starts and it's like, you know, good age range, but when the kids find out, they just ruin
it? They ruin it. They've done it to so many things here.
Yeah, that's what I feel like. Mm. That's what DLT is. That's why I was like, it's okay. I can understand how fun it can be for the young kids. Youngest, but I only think it's fun is if you've got a network or group of friends. Like, I can't imagine two people like who are friends going from Australia and having a hell of a time because who do you know?
You
can't have fun without a group?
Like, I feel like
it's that vibe.
The joy of it is with a group.
Yeah, with
like,
a group.
Okay. Like five plus.
Yeah. Mm. Like my group, there were 10 of us all together. We got a villa together. We wake up in the morning. Mm. We're, you know, bathing around. We're doing sauna. We're having breakfast. Then you've got other friends that also are around.
You can't splinter off as well.
Mm. Yeah, like it's just different. But like, yeah, if two people go, I can't imagine being like, oh, hey, Mary, let's go DLT to do what? Like, yeah. Who do we know? Yeah. Like, if I didn't know anyone, I'd be like, what are we going to do?
It's a group team.
Yeah. Mm. That's me personally, that's what I think.
Okay. Mm. Interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they may look like so much fun, but wouldn't it be tiring?
Oh my gosh. And BBLs?
No.
The UK sister not doing BBLs.
Ooh. What do you mean then?
Like, they've been doing it.
Yeah. Really?
But like the Chinese.
And Turkey is just around the corner, sister.
Yeah, but I think, oh my god, you guys hear? So sorry. This girl in the UK got her tits done in Turkey.
The kidney thing?
And she was like, went back to the UK, was feeling sick, did some scans, they took her kidney, babe.
Okay, all right. Okay. So wait. So I posted this. That's and then
posted what?
Like into my group chat. Oh, okay. And they were like, number one, they've heard this story before.
Okay.
And number two, they feel like possibly the person could be lying.
Oh, okay.
But it is really? A story that they have heard of. So
as it's in not, it's happened to somebody
yeah,
else.
Then, so it's yeah. not that it's a surprise, but they're just not sure about the validity of this. So I was like, they were like, you're being like an auntie who's spreads messages in group chat. WhatsApp. And I was like, I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, no, but the thing is, I do feel like people need to do some research about where they really get their stuff done.
Yeah, we'll of just course. Don't do it. Of course.
Really need to. I actually watched a doco last week of about like Miami, about how like it's basically there's like a strip. It's, and like they're just all there, and it's like almost like this like Groupon deal kind of thing where you know it says like it's on sale, and then they do like they can do like 10 a day. I think the max that they're meant to do a day is like 6 or 8.
Yeah, they
eight,
do 10 a day,
but then they're doing like 10 a day, 12, crazy amounts.
And that's how DC Young Fly's baby mama passed.
And one of the stories was about this woman who's been twice, and she was talking about how her friend died, and her friend her so grandfather scary. Is a doctor. Mm. And they were like against it. She still went to do it. Mm. And so he's obviously like trying to fight and be like, you know, this is not right.
Yeah, it's a very risky procedure. It's BBL.
So I don't pay attention to like stuff like that. Like you can tell me someone's got a BBL and I would have no idea. But the things that I saw and not even
botched.
Just the, what heavily and not even just that fillers as well.
Oh, the fillers are out of control. Like, the fillers are so out of control.
Black people are
and black girls.
Yeah, black girls.
Like, and I think that's what really shocked me because I remember the first day we went to one of the parties. We weren't meant to be there. We just went to pick up our ticket. And I saw these girls and their faces. And I was like, these girls are probably not over 25.
They're not.
But they're rivaling me in age.
They get, no.
It does age you though.
Like, it does
seriously.
Age you.
Kylie like, Jenner looks like a touch.
She
like, Kylie
honestly
Jenner,
looks so
my
old.
Mum thought Kylie was Kim Kardashian's Kim auntie.
I would have been surprised. And you know what? There are influencers.
Does look.
There are influencers, I won't mention their names, that I saw last year. And this year when I saw them,
they've
like,
morphed.
Like, what? You've aged like another 5 years on top of that.
It's the pillow face. It takes away all your... It just robs you of your youth.
Youthfulness.
Just, like, really?
And
like,
I don't know... You just be looking a bit like...
But
it's
the
puffy.
lip
puffy
pillow
is
face.
Weird
to me.
Well, black girls doing it.
Yeah, that's weird.
But to be honest...
I've been
certain
contemplating for a minute.
Is it but your bottom lip is
yeah, your bottom lip
is giving you. Mine is very
Do you know what though?
It's the on the side that kills me. Like
yeah,
when
it's
all,
that's the
it's just raging out.
Like you didn't start laughing.
No, it's literally dark. Like
I don't like
and it looks wild on
yeah, it's very ducky.
It looks wild on it just looks wild because again, obviously because our skin is dark.
Yeah.
It looks even more wild when you have darker lips and they're now
ducking.
You know, quack. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just, and I think
really
it's because.
People didn't do it.
I think it's because out, like, the whatever, like, the elite, bougie, whatever aesthetic comes with a perfectly snatched face, which means, like, high cheekbones and they get, like, filler in their cheekbones.
It's not elite. It's disgusting. I just really want to know, like, I just want to see what it will look like in 10 years.
In 10 years?
Like,
you don't even
I'm
need
really
10 years.
People are really not thinking ahead, though.
No, it's not giving
people,
anything.
No, they tell these girls, oh, it would just, if you change your mind, it would just dissolve.
No,
nothing,
it does
nothing
not.
Nothing artificial that you put
it's
in your face is going
to
dissolve.
Yeah. Even look at Black China. She says she's dissolved things, but
she looks
still looking a bit.
Me.
No, she's still looking a bit.
She looks different, but it looks strange.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't look.
That's, like, it doesn't look like her real face.
It looks like she's been sick and she lost a lot of weight or something. Like it doesn't.
It's just a bit narrow and like I don't know how
and
to
like
describe it.
Jagged.
And it's like
Yeah.
Also, it's like almost like all the collagen, like the tightness of her skin has like misplaced. There's something weird about it.
No,
she's removed all of it.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Dissolved it. But also, like, it's... do you know... No, I heard why. Apparently, when you get Botox and stuff in the filler, it takes the place of the muscles in your face, and the muscles...
Yes.
End up relying on the filler to hold you up.
And then they weaken.
When you get it out, they've weakened because they haven't been used for so long. So it permanently sags you and thins it out.
And that's why they have to keep on doing it.
They don't tell people this?
Of course not. Are you serious?
Oh my God.
Because if, to shoot up like that isn't like
shoot a shoot up. Hey,
might as well be. But
shoot up like that. Anyway,
but it's a couple of $100s.
Is that it? Yeah, it's cheap.
Yeah,
very cheap. Very cheap.
What do you mean cheap? I thought it was like $700 or something.
No. I put it down right now for $100.
Yeah.
You can
what?
Cheap.
Yeah.
You can do your lip.
I could, like 0.5 milliliters.
There's like the Westwood
really checked it.
No, the Westwood near me is offering $70. I could do it on my lunch break and come back in. I know.
Don't do it.
Seriously, we're done. If it's that cheap, we're actually done. Because that's cheaper than a pair of shoes.
I actually did not know it was $70.
I didn't realize that either.
$75.
But that's a certain
even 100
level. I think.
It's also just a lip flip, not an actual lip filler. But anyway,
What's a lip flip?
So you get Botox here to just flip it out. Like this,
do you know what I mean? That's the look that I hate.
I know, too.
Me too. To give it something, because you know it's like this. Something, but Rebecca. I'm just too scared Thank to change God my face. Are. I'm just too scared. Like,
don't touch it, babe.
I'd rather have one insecurity than be like, I fucked it, babe. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean?
Because you can't go back.
That's it.
Oh my gosh, there's this franchise of Real Housewives. I think it's Miami. But one of them, their mums got Botox and like a little bit of plastic surgery, and unfortunately her face got deformed. Like,
what?
She actually looks deformed. Why are you laughing?
The face
is deformed. It's so sad. Because when I saw the first
like
episode,
an allergic reaction.
Like, is it like medically deformed?
Wait, yeah. But what was she trying to do that her face is deformed?
Or was it a reaction?
And she used to be gorgeous too.
That's the saddest part.
That's the
bro.
Sad. And she's got such charisma. She like actually was like she's very vivacious, you know, she's Latin American. I don't know where she's from, but yeah.
She's still vivacious now because
she's passed away.
Oh, rest in peace.
But her face looks, it looked deformed. And it's really sad.
Rebecca, can you stop?
I know. Wait, did she pass away like after the, oh my gosh, look at she laughing. We're going to have to give you to a moment.
I know, honestly. Like,
no, because if you see it, nah, I have to, nah, it's actually sad.
I'm even scared to look at it.
Me too.
But wait, when she passed away, was it just shortly after the procedure?
No. It was a few years after. Like, she's lived a few, maybe like one decade or so, a decade and a half.
After
with that face, yeah.
A decade.
Yeah.
So, okay, was it the muscle issue? That, did that
Mate,
to her?
We're going to have to see pictures first.
See?
Maybe she reacted to it.
Whoa.
Rebecca. You are wicked.
Is there pictures of her before this?
Yeah, there is.
That actually looks like she's been attacked.
Do you know who it is? Google it on our end, isn't it?
Damn. What's her name? What's her name?
It's Mama Elsa Patton.
Like, that almost looks like she maybe had, like an injury on her face, like maybe like a burnt face or something, and then they've like like it just looks like something happened to her before.
No, Rebecca,
you need to cut this. How can people be laughing?
I know.
Wow, I've seen that lady before.
Have you seen her? Yeah, because she's in the Real Housewives.
Fuck me, do not do this to yourself. No, because you know what? Can I see it? It's actually destroyed her. This is her before face.
Yeah, it's actually destroyed her face.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't, no, actually.
Yeah.
She was gorgeous.
Exactly. So someone just really effed her face.
Why would you do that? Like, it's...
Even she was so chiseled.
Yeah, she didn't even need it. What?
She was so pretty.
Exactly.
No, guys. Yeah.
What? Do you think it's...
I need to do a study into this.
Mate, I wouldn't... Nah, I wouldn't be able to live if I went to stuff my face up like that.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Do you think it's like certain cultures have really normalized plastic surgery even before we did?
Yes.
Middle Eastern people getting nose
and
jobs.
Also, it was Colombians.
Colombians.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones
that started
the BBL. Brazilian.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know the guy who invented BBLs, the surgeon? He, as charity work, would give BBLs to poor people and say that everyone has the right to beauty.
That's so rude.
Like,
BBL. As for charity,
instead of you to give them education or food.
Oh my God.
But that's like currency.
Was he just
for them.
Doing tests? Yeah. Was he yeah. just testing out his skills or something?
No, no, he had
no.
Already
but it's currency for them. Like,
it,
that's value
as,
for them.
As a charity, it's when he couldn't afford it, he would give it. Perform a surgery for them as an act of charity, and he's revered in their culture. He'd be on like have his own float at carnival,
because
and he'd be like waving out to people like he's like so, it's crazy.
I remember listening to Milene on the Receipts, and she was saying like for her 18th, her mum took her to get
a liposuction.
What? Liposuction, like she's like it's what? Normal, like she's like a normal thing. And then after she had a baby, people were like,
was
oh, like what are you going to do?
No.
It's got nothing to do with her being big, because it's normal. It's normalized.
They want to have the snatched waist, big bump.
So it's it was not. She goes,
so literally Gloria from. Modern Family.
Yeah.
So hers is real or not?
No, it must be done.
No, Gloria's.
Hers looks natural.
Hers looks natural because she doesn't have a big bum like that.
She doesn't. She's just got
an hourglass.
She's got waves.
She's got her boobs done, yeah.
Wow. You know she's a natural blonde?
Is she? Really?
Yeah, she does.
I love Gloria.
There's a lot of Colombians.
She does a brown to be stereotypical Latina. She can get Latina roles.
Interesting.
But anyway, Milena also said that it's normal when you turn for your quinceañera, which is their 15th celebration, 15th birthday celebration, they get boob jobs.
Boob jobs, yes, I remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, for 15. I'm like, have they even finished growing?
Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Mate, that could have been me, you know.
Where did this start
I would do so much damage if I
Yeah, where did it start from? Because that's insane.
We need to look into it, because that's very interesting.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyone that we could find.
Yeah, exactly. Or let's so look on a Vice documentary or something.
I think Atlanta, also because
there's always a Vice documentary.
Yeah, literally.
It's always
the groundwork.
I feel like I probably watched it.
Yeah, I think also because they're a very, they're a conservative culture in the sense that like they believe in gender roles, but they're also very
sexualized. Yeah.
So when you combine the two, where women have to be beautiful, this is what beautiful is, being sexy and curvaceous. Then you end up getting like this plastic surgery
and
culture.
Maybe do you think it's also possibly a ticket to get out of poverty?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Because it's not like you have education.
And is then it if just you think Colombia of, or like Latina?
Latinos.
Yeah, and if you think of South America, when you look at like beauty pageants and stuff like that, like
they're always gorgeous.
They're the most, like, out of all the continents, they've won the most Miss Universe.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Do you remember when Steve Harvey effed up and he said he thought it was Miss Colombia, but it ended up being Miss Philippines?
Yeah.
Colombian Twitter was going crazy.
Really?
They were like, how could you do that? You know, Miss Philippines doesn't compare, all this kind of stuff. I'm just like, whoa, guys, take that's it serious. Easy, babes. Like, they were, riding
that's like
for
their,
her. Yeah, that's their, I don't know. Yeah, that's their thing, isn't it?
Yeah. She was very beautiful, I will say, but. So
yeah,
Miss
but it's, it was a bit
So
much.
Is J-Lo's natural? She doesn't really have a bum. She's got curves.
People were acting like she was
Mr. So curvy.
But she wasn't.
When I watched her documentary, I was like, what was everyone going on about?
I find her likable, you know.
You don't?
No.
I always hear bad stuff about her, that she's rude.
Really?
Yeah.
She can't sing either.
Service star.
Really?
Yeah. Always.
I don't hear anything.
Have you seen a documentary when she, I saw a clip. She went back to the hood, back to the house she used to live in. There's an old black guy that lives there. She's like, I used to live here, you know? And he's like, really? Who are you? She's like, my name is Jennifer Lopez. And he was like, who's that?
Oh, I love that.
Bring her back down to earth.
She definitely used to be saying nigger.
What do you mean? There's clips of her.
Really?
Yes, I'm real. Isn't
I'm real, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she said the N-word.
They used to give that pass out to everyone in New York.
Yeah,
because
they say
to say that.
Because Fat Joe even says
Oh, Fat Joe.
Like, no, but he actually talks about why he says it.
Yeah.
He literally thought he was a Negro.
Are you serious?
Yes. Yes. He literally thinks, like, he actually thought that he was
a man who's white as paper.
Wow, he just identified as black.
Yeah, but that's the thing about, like, black,
but they,
like,
they think
Americans,
they think the hood,
you know?
Means you're black. No, it just means you're poor. You can be any color and be poor, innit?
Yeah.
And then once you get a few black friends, you're done. So with him and Remy,
and he
was
black. Yeah.
That's it.
But he was literally raised, like, he came home and he's like, oh,
what country is he from?
Puerto Rico.
He's Puerto Rican.
Yeah, him and Big Pun.
Mm. Whoever that is.
I don't know who that is.
he was a guy with him, but he died of obesity.
Yes.
Oh, that was you told him.
Why are y'all laughing? What's wrong with
you? I'm not laughing at that part. I'm laughing at the fact Remke just had all these random arms.
That's what he died of.
Yeah, and he's the one who kind of discovered Remy Ma.
Oh. Yeah, he did. They're very close. It's very cute. Apparently, she cheated on him and papoos.
Yeah.
No, wait. If that was the story,
and that love isn't real, you know.
Is that really what it is?
Love is not real.
Because I thought that the guy did something and then Papoose wanted to attack him. But I didn't know the cheating thing.
Yeah, it's a rumor. It's a rumor.
Well, the thing on Father's Day, he just posted his kids. And then on Father's Day, she didn't post anything. And he said something. The guy who she allegedly cheated with says, oh, like, Papoose isn't like... He basically took an L from me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sad.
And you know where the person's apparently from? You know how she does that rap?
Yeah, like, the rap battle.
Yeah, apparently he's one of those.
One of the participants, yeah.
Yeah, the participants. I said, what?
Oh, my gosh, I'm sad.
I don't know if it's true, though. You don't know how people...
I hope not.
Yeah, I really
she's crazy not. For that though. That's a good man, Savannah.
Exactly.
Yeah, good man. Literally. This guy waited for you.
He moved close to the prison for her.
Oh, and then man. Took your son. You king like that. Yeah, man. You can't lose this guy, man.
Nah, you can't do that.
You can't lose
I would guy. Grovel for forgiveness if you're a guy like that.
Seriously.
Bro. Anyways.
I know.
Man, all these niggas in the streets cheating, man.
And Remy.
I know. I was going to say. Is she not a nigga?
I mean, nigga in terms of like... Male?
Men, yeah, the male species.
Too many stories.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Speaking of stories, I have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
No. So on the train here, these kids who were like 19, they were vaping.
On the train?
On the train.
They're a
special. They were drinking.
Hey.
On the
they
train?
They were blasting, what's that other guy? That guy's name? The kids love him.
Who?
Some rapper.
Black?
Look at her.
Black.
Sound like such
an
auntie.
I know. Anyway, and I was just like, this is very uncouth behavior. Chest.
But it's true.
I was like, it's like I wasn't drinking on the train on the way to the function at 19.
I've never done that in my life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my dad. Drinking on the train.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, trains didn't go out to where she is. Yeah. So she should be on it. And secondly,
I would never take a night.
Yeah, you're not even a drinker.
How would you get to the club when you were younger?
She'll drive me.
Sorry?
Someone will drive me. I could not.
They moved in packs back then. They would migrate from that hills area to the city and back.
You'd be catching Night Rider.
No, we'd get like, we'd split a cab back, but to the function, we'd get a train. No? Okay.
No, Rebecca, don't worry, you're not alone.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Anyways.
Normal people.
Vanessa's like really looking down on you.
I'm not.
Anyways, and I was like, wow, I'm really old. Like, because I felt so judgy. I'm like, oh, someone must need peace and quiet. And I'm like, damn.
But anyone playing music on the train.
Yeah, it's right? Actually jarring. It's like, I could smell the fucking vape smell. Oh, it was just so jarring. Anyway, I was like, Rebs. You were young once.
I know.
You were young once. If it wasn't the music, you were doing something else annoying, okay? Mm. And then I realized I really am older than what it was. You know, I'm really...
I mean, I hope so.
That sounds dumb, but like older up in the brim. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I was like, I'm actually 3 years away from being 30. That's crazy.
Is it?
For yeah. Reno, is
I'm
it?
I'm saying because I've known her since she was...
Like 19.
It's crazy. 19,
yeah. And I was just like, babe, I'm approaching dirty 30.
I mean, you're a bit far off.
Two and a half years away. I'm
Vanessa's closer.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. But I realize I'm closer to 30 than I am to 20.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course.
Yeah. So I was thinking.
You're approaching.
If you guys had some advices.
Some advices?
Some advices. That's
after 2 30-year-olds. I even thought Mary was still 30. I've been saying she's 30 for
the same, I know.
Yeah.
Literally.
And Gillian always gives me the wrong age every single year.
I actually know my age now.
Do you know it? Declare it, please.
You got it wrong.
I would always get it wrong.
Declare it. No?
I'm turning 35 this year.
Woo!
I'm legit going to be in my mid-30s.
I know. Like, you're really on your grown sexy.
Yeah, yes. You know, I'm loving it.
I love that for you. Mad. Do you feel like, why do you think 30 is seen as such a milestone age?
I actually don't know.
I have no idea.
I feel like someone just randomly picked that number, to be honest.
I don't know if someone randomly picked that number. So before I turned 30, I had friends who were older than me. Two of them. One, a girl in the UK and a guy here. And they were very specific about them turning 30. Like, almost sad that they were turning 30 because they had all these, like, goals and
that they wanted things to that achieve.
They wanted to achieve. Mm. And, like... It was like, oh, you know, I thought by the time I was 30, I would have, like, been married.
Done this,
kid,
done that.
Bought
yeah.
a house and stuff like that. And, like, both of them, their birthdays aren't far from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when they said it, when the first person said it, I said, oh, whatever, like, you're sulking. Then the next person said it, and I was like, oh, maybe I should check myself because I don't really understand. Like, maybe there is something with 30. So, like, and sometimes I'm oblivious to some stuff. So I was like, oh, maybe I should think about it and you know, evaluate my life and see if there's a thing.
Do you think it also maybe I got to
nothing
here?
I got to nothing. No, but the one person was here. I got to nothing. I got to nothing. But I feel like there's some sort of, like, imaginary societal
it's
pressure.
It's societal pressure. Yeah, and cultural as well. 30,
cultural, 100%.
Cultural, yeah. For sure.
That
because
starts from 25.
Yeah. What do you mean? As soon as you graduate university,
yeah,
that's when
it,
that's
yeah.
when you're of that's, age, and yeah, it's just like,
yeah.
all right,
yeah,
let's get true. This show on the road.
Mm. Yeah, basically.
It's funny insane. You bring that up, Rebs, because I'm 30 in a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
and I was like literally tossing up between. I was going to do something,
mm-hmm.
and like I was close to booking a space for it, and then I just decided like I actually don't want to do anything.
Because who said you had to do something?
Like, no, I just sat there. Honestly, yes. I sat there and I'm like, I'm actually forcing it. Yeah. Why am I coming
yeah.
to spend money yeah. for other people to come and enjoy
yeah.
my
yeah.
birthday? And then I have to host.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
And then I like, I feel like I've lived. I've enjoyed. Like my 21st, I had a surprise birth house party. Mm-hmm. Loved it. My 25th, I did Sip and Paint.
Yeah, that was
loved
great.
Loved it. I actually just want to chill.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like I don't. I feel like I when I thought about it, I think like what was that pressure that I felt like, oh my god, I have to do something
for my 30th, yeah.
Like it's a milestone, everyone does something mm. and people ask you what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And people also place an expectation cuz like
yeah.
I like traveling, I like doing
yeah.
this.
So what are you doing mean, for it? Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
plan
yeah,
a holiday
yeah.
for 20 people.
Yeah.
Like I just don't want to do anything. And I'm so content.
Not even dinner?
No, so I don't mind doing things individually. With people,
with
but I'm not
friend.
Gonna. I'm not That's gonna do it. I'm not gonna do a collective,
like yes. a huge, like
no.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't
yeah.
see the point.
And because I would want to pay for it as well. Like,
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I'd rather
yeah.
use that money on me.
Yeah. I find the expectation thing very interesting.
Yeah, where does it come
and
from?
I'm also the type either. Of person because I've had that. Like when I turned 21, when I turned 25, and I was like, I don't understand why you're coming to me. Like, I should host a party,
and you should
for
do something
you.
For me.
Yeah, when it's my birthday. Like, actually, it's
literally,
it's my birthday.
Thank you.
Mary did host a nice thing for me for my 30th.
I'm oh, that's
it.
Sweet.
But, like, I find that weird because it's like, if you want to do your party, go do it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, go and do it. Why do
people,
I have to be a part of it?
I feel like people ride on,
people
like,
want
enjoyment.
An
yeah.
Yeah.
yeah they want to, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, because that's
they
our
just
culture.
Want
they're fucking leeches. They
yeah.
want
I don't like that.
Mm,
I don't
it's
like
nasty.
That behavior.
I don't even like people getting selfies at my functions.
Before
I get a good one, like if I'm looking a bit frumpy and you people are looking good and taking photos, I'm fucking and going home.
You're
insane. Get pissed 25th. Fuck you. Seriously.
You are not okay.
I'm not okay.
Actually not.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So I just. Wait, so you didn't do anything apart from what Mary organized for your 30th?
That's it. And there was four of us there.
Just
and then,
you know.
Oh, and then I went to New Zealand with my other friend after that.
That's
just like
nice.
You had a little thing. I remember you mentioning it to me.
Yeah, yeah. And that was it.
That's wholesome.
I was fine with
Very
it.
Wholesome.
I didn't need to have a party. I didn't even want to. So,
But yeah, it's definitely like an excuse to celebrate.
Celebrate.
And mine is a little bit different because like I've always grown up having a big birthday.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just
yes.
like literally yes. ingrained in me.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Okay, fair enough.
And it's the 1st of January.
Yes.
It's like, you know, holiday season. So
Summer.
It's more so like I want to do something.
It's
because
a vibe.
But it's, what, it's my excuse to.
I feel like your family also celebrate birthdays.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
They do.
My
yeah.
parents mm. don't. So mm. there's no energy. But
mm.
Mary's family, I can definitely say that they celebrate birthdays.
Yeah.
So I can see why. She always has that. When it comes to her birthday, she always has vim.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
And it's not. Yeah. It's not even usually milestones. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Just do
it
because
have it,
I want to. Because it's my birthday. Usually, I do something.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
I'm married. Now I'm married and I have kids.
Like, she might do dinner.
But I still do. My family comes over. We cut a cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have my like other group of friends. We
go out
for dinner. Or do something.
But not to mention like. It was looking pricey too. I was just like,
no. In this economy, sister.
Woolworths mud cake and call it a fucking
honestly.
It was not making sense.
And
it
you have a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
that's a
yeah.
lot.
That's
darling.
Actually what I thought. I was like, you have
yeah.
a wedding
I
coming
already
up.
Knew
it's not.
This year was going to be big for me.
Yeah.
But my goodness. Like, the level of just imbalance in my life at the moment. And I was just like, just one less thing to like not and just enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm still going to celebrate. I'm still going to do something.
But it doesn't have to be a whole
huge
thing.
Shebang.
And if someone wants to take me out, nice. And even dinner is dinner. Do you know what I mean? Like I can eat at home.
But also you do what you want to do.
That's right.
You said there's a rule book, which that's what I really don't like when people try to set expectations on age.
Mm. I know, it's bad.
Because where's the book? Let me know.
Hmm. It's just some societal thing head. That has come. We've all internalized, well, to different degrees.
Yeah.
Definitely. But
it's been definitely internalized in us.
Would you do something for your 30th reps?
I actually would.
But you know what the point of difference with you is? You have a key, solid friendship group.
Yeah, and
it's just easier.
Yes, that's yeah. another thing.
It's not like easier. They're not scattered around.
No, that's true.
I had a I know.
That's very
KPI
true.
KPI is English. Right, too much office.
I know.
Far out. Because I had a brunch for my birthday this year, which I don't think any of you could make
feel like
it.
You also celebrate every year.
No, I have, because I have a small thing every year, but I actually had with just that one group. But this year,
you extended
I had,
the invite
I, and I actually mm-hmm. really enjoyed it. It was just a brunch, and I really enjoyed it. I was like, oh, you people actually get along.
Or doing a little, crossover episode?
Because at my grad, everyone got along. It was a bit nice.
Why would they not get along?
Some people are awkward.
That makes me nervous sometimes about
doing big things.
People
in
got attitude, and then they don't.
That's
talk to
also
people.
Part of the reason.
I really hate that.
It's not
gelling. It's not a vibe.
I think you're really right about the core group thing, because the big group that I have in the UK, they do birthdays. Mm. They even do party bags. It's the cutest thing ever.
Oh
I know.
God.
I know. I heard
you
the last two birthdays.
They like to waste money. Yeah.
they really like enjoying
it. Party bag. Oh my God. BBL vest.
Well, come on. My friends are not on BBL vibes. But
I'm saying UK
really
people,
they like
to,
and they really cash. Like. So, when it's someone's birthday, you'll see in the group chat, oh, it's my birthday, we're going to this, then everybody's on it.
That's
oh, for
cute.
My birthday, I want to do this, then everybody's on it. And when I look at them,
it makes sense.
It's so cute. Yeah. I wish I was there.
That is not the vibe in this.
Exactly. At all. Not even close. So
depending on your friendship group, yes.
But you have to have a core one.
I
feel like, but it would definitely be a daytime thing. Like a lunchy,
that was the vibe
brunchy.
That I was going for.
Yeah. Like what Mary had for her 30th. I really liked it. I was like,
that was
cute.
Nighttime, wasn't it?
That was
no, it was day.
It was a
it
late lunch
night.
And
yeah,
then
late
we transitioned
lunch.
To a bar. Mm.
Yes.
Which is a good vibe. I really did enjoy that. Mm. Yeah.
So
the price is now, it's looking like 5K, babe.
We'll see. Depends on where I am in my life. If I'm where you are and engaged. If I'm engaged,
see ya.
I'll cut kind of a small cake at the wedding. The wedding cake and then my birthday cake.
They do.
Bro.
Birthday, christening, funeral, this all in the one. All in the one. Mate, you just gotta do it.
Do they actually?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I was like, you can see guys that do multiple things. So how much does do that with their kids?
But it's easier.
Yeah, they'll be like, your birthday is in February. Your sister's birthday is in July.
The
and then
no,
like,
oh,
that's not naughty.
No, that's not nice.
That's naughty.
It's so rude. It's fucking rude, bro.
You've got to traumatize the kids too.
Yeah.
Freaking
the good. Max is 2 weeks.
Come on.
Anything more than
or
that.
Or if they're in the same month.
Same month.
Yeah.
They're freaking rude.
But even if it's in the same month and one is 10 and one is 2, come on.
Yeah.
I've seen that. And the older one's always angry.
Why are these daily tabbies? Running around skiing Coco Melon. Of course you're not going to be around that shit, bro. Just, if they can't do anything, just bring their friends over, let them have fun and then go home. You don't have to do anything big. Everyday party.
I think we just fucking violate their kids all the time for their own enjoyment. It's so rude. Anyway.
Gosh.
But did you, to Jean and Mary, did you actually feel, have you noticed changes in yourself since turning 30? Not necessarily because you're 30, but just as a result of getting to this point in life and your experiences, do you feel like there were changes?
Massive.
Yeah. I don't think it was massive. I think it was gradual over time for me. But mine was I kind of just unsubscribed to what 30 should be. Because I'm I'm here now. I don't feel...
You literally always said, though, I'm
30
now.
I'm 30 now. Yeah.
Oh,
that's
true. You were really
I was
and it was really annoying.
I changed. I didn't change anything. It was just something to say because it was coming up. It was 30. I am 30. So I was just but it was more so just unsubscribing to what I thought 30 should look like and feel and where I should have been.
So leading up to it, though, do you feel like you had expectations?
You know what's funny? Even though I was saying that, I think it was easier for me to say because I had, in a way, all those societal kind of milestones I had already achieved. I was married.
Yeah,
I had graduated. I had two kids.
Yep, mm.
You know, I'd had a house. Like, all you that kind of stuff. You were a
pretty traditional life.
Yeah. I lived a very traditional life. So I actually didn't feel anything by it. I feel like, if anything, it was more so like a click of confidence. Like, my confidence in myself didn't come from anywhere. Didn't come from my relationship. It just came from me.
Nice.
It was kind of like a God-given confidence where I just felt like, I don't know. Yeah. And it was just like, actually, it was like a moment of gratefulness just for where I've been. And honestly, like, I should knock on wood and pray to God. But I honestly looked back and I was like, you know what's interesting? Like, nothing really traumatic has happened in my life. Amazing. Like, I just thank God and I'm grateful that my parents are healthy, that my, you know, I have a husband that's healthy, my kids are healthy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how my pregnancies are, they all just slide out. Like, I'm just like,
I said massively, but that's only upon reflection now that I'm turning. Yeah.
Okay.
So like, turning 30 was fine. It wasn't anything, you know, and I guess
it's exciting to me. I'm excited.
I didn't feel different per se, but when I mentioned like the friends that had talked about their things, and then I went back and I went to do a stock take, and I was like, everything they're saying, I've pretty much got that. The only thing is like married with kids, and it's not really like I'm in a rush per se. So I'm pretty good. And then I moved out in my 30th year. So like I really like got to live my life moving out, being, you know, full blown adult, paying bills, da da da. And I've just kind of cruised through life a bit, like from 30 till now, like really enjoyed myself. But it's only now, like in maybe the last 2 months, I was telling my mom, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm actually turning 35. Like, what the heck? And she was like, you're a big woman now. And then I thought,
that must be so weird for our moms.
Yeah. But I think for me, then I sat there and I thought about it. And I was like, my 30s have been really good, but that's because the fruit of my labor is now
you're reaping it now.
Yeah. And I'm only realizing it, and I'm really enjoying it a lot.
That's why you keep forgetting your age.
Yeah, I think so, because I'm just like, it's just too much fun, and it's just so exciting, and it's crazy. And like, yeah, I get to naysayers like, why are you like this? Like, you should be sitting down.
But you've truly blossomed as well.
Yeah.
We thank God.
Like,
I came back 2 weeks ago and I saw an auntie and she said something to me and I was like, oh, I haven't been around. I went to Europe. She's like, hey, Gillian, you can sit down. Well, and then she's like, oh, well. You know, when you get married, you can't do this. And I looked at her, I said, can't do this. I was like, you don't know.
I love saying that.
I know. Like, you actually don't know who you're talking to. Like, this is, and I was thinking about it because I was like, this, like, I've worked through my 20s to get to this point. It's become a part of me now. Like, I was sitting on the toilet. I was like, last week I was sitting on the toilet in Lisbon. Like, this was crazy. Like, like, do you know what? That's actually become my life.
I love that for you.
So my 30s have been, you know, have looked bright. I've had lots of things happen. Like, my dad got really sick. My cousin's been really sick. I've experienced death. I've experienced a lot
of
things.
Was that in your 30s, your dad?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wait.
Wasn't it when you moved to London, wasn't it?
When did I go to London?
You were 20.
Oh, yes. 30. Sorry, you're right. Oh. That was before. Sorry. Mm. My bad. Mm. Look, I don't even remember. But I just mean, like, in the course of my life.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I've experienced, like, I've understood mortality and all these type of things, and I've kind of like learned and grown and stuff. So now it's just like, let's go, we take life as it is.
Yeah,
I feel like you definitely care. I mean, I feel like I can speak for a 30-year-old. I'm nearly there, but I feel like I definitely care less just about most things in all
it's
honesty.
Like, it just, you just realize, oh, it's not that serious.
And just do what you want.
Exactly.
Like, I really love that about, like, just aging gracefully. That just, you don't care. Move the way.
Just
move
to the beat of your own drum. Of just, and knowing who you are.
I was just about to say that. I feel like when you realize that you actually have more control over your life, then you realize that you don't need to care.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when people say stuff to you, it's from older people, and you're always told respect older people.
Yeah.
Like, this is your parent. Mm. Whatever they say, listen to them, that type of thing. And then you get to the point where like, I don't need to listen to anything you're saying.
Respectfully.
Just...
But then also you realize that nobody knows what the fuck they're doing.
At
really.
That one is a
big part of growing up.
Do you ever realize when you're like, you're actually an idiot? like,
and it's a big person too.
You're actually stupid.
And you sit back and you're like, oh, you actually have no fucking idea what you're doing. Or and you don't have sense.
Or you're projecting.
Most
of the time, like you're actually projecting. Like you're not sure.
I'm like a little kid now when someone's giving advice. Because you're not even a reflection of the life that I want.
And do you know what? And that's what I find crazy. Because when you come and say stuff to me, it's like, why do you think I want what you have? Like, why? Why?
Hello,
and it's like, if we had to stand here and go through who's got what, it's you won't much. Be talking. So I don't understand why you're standing in front of me.
It's too much.
I find that really wild.
Yeah.
And I think as I get older, I get a bit more brazy.
Yeah.
So when someone says something, I was like, don't come for me. Don't check me. Because if I have to stand here and open my mouth, it won't look pretty. So let's stop.
Yeah. But that's to say, like, obviously from people that are nonsensical. We're talking about,
lots of
I feel like it's still, you know, at 30, you can still accept advice and wisdom from
people. Yeah, of course.
But
you can.
But I'm talking about the stupid.
I'm
just saying, you can't tell me nothing. It's not like we're like that all the time.
At all.
But definitely, like,
I am most times because a lot of people tell me rubbish.
I don't know who you'd be hanging around.
It's not who I'm hanging around. It's these.
Yeah, but you always have someone to
listen. Yeah, you know what? I do. And it's not even just, it's. Do you know what I think it is? I think it's also, I'm living a life that's
beyond what they imagine.
Yeah. Mm. And it's like, what are you doing? Yeah.
Because to them, they think it's the epitome of life to have a child and be married, right? And it can be great to do that.
And stable.
And they think that it's like the epitome is to have a job that's like roots you somewhere and that's it. They think, holiday again? Holiday again?
But it's like the value holiday of means
sitting down and eating.
Exactly.
They don't see that, like, seeing culture and seeing something is like, what, again?
And it's like, you better just buy another house. It's like, you don't even know what I do for work.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm up to when I'm at home.
They don't listen,
you don't even know that I don't even live
but
at home.
But they don't know you.
Exactly.
That's
they don't know
it.
Me.
Full then, stop.
But, it comes full circle. Like, it comes from young people. It comes from older people. It's just.
Jeez.
But I also understand why I get it. But sometimes,
because
like,
it's cultural, and sometimes it's like, well-meaning in quotation marks, but it's actually bullshit. Not.
And it's just like, this is weird.
Okay, interesting. No, but I have a lot of people in my life that like to give advice from a well-meaning place.
Mm. Mm.
And most of the time, it's like people that love me. So
I do try to take it into account and
stuff like that.
That one's different.
And try to figure, like.
I mean, obviously, we don't know all. People have lived longer than us. And,
but yeah.
And also, you have a brain, so you can discern. This is what I need to take on. This is what I don't.
Do you think aunties get a bit overfamiliar with you with regards to giving advice about your kid, your child raising?
Of course. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What was I doing? Oh my God. I think I was like breastfeeding or something, and they're just like, oh, darling, what? Just get formula, you know. These boys, they're big.
Always tell you to breastfeed, don't they?
No, I've gotten both. I don't know. They always.
How long did you. One for both of them?
Around about. I got pregnant. So, like, after 8 months. The first one, I got pregnant after 8 months.
It's 8 months?
Why are you acting shocked?
Back to back. I didn't know it was 8 months.
I'm going back to back, So I stopped breastfeeding around then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then the second one, around about one.
Like the not longer one. Than? Oh, really? After what?
Hmm.
Why are you making that face?
Because, bro, boys.
Yeah. And I feel like you were very strict, routine with first one. Second one, you're like, oh, just go and play.
But isn't it like always like that?
Yeah. 100%. Because you're learning how to be a mum.
And you're also nervous. I remember my cousin, she was like, I didn't even put my child on the floor. She was like, glass. And then the second one came, I was just like, whatever.
The confidence, like you actually get confidence because you're like, oh, this isn't going to hurt the child.
Their
child's going to be completely fine. But the being like motherhood, the first time around, it's a fucking whirlwind.
Mm.
You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You don't know up from down, your hormones. Mm. It's very new. So you just like, you try and do everything that you think is right and the best thing. But after a while, you're like, as long as they have a roof over their head and you actually are kind
and you love them,
and you love them, That's what they need to thrive.
No kids, like, no one's like, oh my god, my mom didn't get me this brand of formula when I was one. Yeah. No one says that. You know what I mean?
Precisely. I think it's so interesting when I see new mums like that. Because then when you see the second one, you realize the difference. Like, mate, when they're having the first one, they won't even let you hold their child. Second one, take your child.
And it's only like you can only live through it. Like, you literally cannot, like, you can get all the advice. But until you have your second child, you can only
That's so true.
Yeah, have that real life experience with having and rearing your own child, then you realize, hey, okay, relax.
No, yeah, I just find it so funny when I watch people.
It's like, fascinating.
Maybe because I've just seen so many mothers. Like my cousins have had kids.
Just other the progression. Yeah, so the when way I watch them, I'm just,
wow, this is so different to the first one.
Yeah, this but everyone is different because you've never been a you've never been a mother of. Two before, you've never been a mother of three before. Exactly. So it's and always changing.
And all different ages. Yeah. Like this one's going to school, this one's not. Yeah. This one's both at child, like preschool. Yeah. Yeah, it's so interesting.
You know, someone, this is advice my mum gave me, and I'm not even a mum yet. But she said, do not leave too much of a gap between your kids.
Oh, I get that so much. Yes, everyone's like, when's our third coming?
But didn't what the actual reason is? But didn't you say you understand why people say it?
What's the reason? My mum has, so initially, fun fact, mum didn't want to have another kid until I was like 4 or 5.
Mm.
For those of you who don't know, my brother's only 2 years younger than me. But one day she saw me talking through the fence to the kids next door.
She said, this must stop. My child is like, lonely.
She was like, she was crying because they couldn't hear me. I was like babbling.
And she was so sad.
She thought something was wrong with you.
She thought she was lonely.
I was lonely.
And they didn't hear you.
They didn't hear me. Yeah,
That's so adorable. Oh my god.
She was like, so heartbreaking.
She was like, so sad. I just imagine little reptiles.
I can envision it.
On the fence, just a little chubby hand. Yes.
And just talking and no one's listening. Exactly. Oh, and she's like, oh, I'm like, right now. She's like, that night, she's like,
let me open.
Like, I forgot I had work done. You were conceived. And she's like, yeah. And you actually, because they're going to be lonely. Mm. Like, if you have a child. No, I get
why people say it when you have just the one.
Yeah, and then
but the ones that follow, I don't get that one.
A, what happens is when you have kids with a different age gap, really big, those kids do not have the same parents.
They have, the gap is big.
Yeah, at different stages of life. Yes. Like I have really close family friends that are pretty much my cousins. They're 1.5 years apart. And then their brother's like, he's only just turned 18. And so like they're, I think it's like an 11-year age gap between the oldest one. And the childhoods they had were really different. Like the oldest two grew up moving around.
Mm.
But they settled in a certain city when the baby was like one. And the kid is at 18.
Oh, so he's only ever been
he went to the same childcare, high school, primary school, and he's like, he still has the same friends. And just like, he had a different childhood to us, like a different. And she's like, that kind of isolates the child because you need to have commonality and experience for siblings to be close. Otherwise, there's no point of having.
That's really my
mom's opinion. Point. Yeah, and then she's like, secondly, whether you like it or not, the harder you try, like even if you don't try, you will end up parentifying the oldest one.
Mm.
Yes. If you have a gap, you will parentify the oldest one. And that's not fair. Mm. And I've seen that in real time.
Mm.
The oldest ones always end up being a parent. Always. And it's not fair.
That across cultures.
Also, if there's such a big gap, I know the youngest one, like, all the rules that apply to the older
they
one.
They do not apply to me. Freedom.
My cousins in London, there's her older kids always complain that the youngest, I think there's like 5 years between the second one and the last one, but they're like, the way the youngest talks in the house.
They're crazy.
The youngest was crazy. Reckless.
Like, she always says it. Mm. She's like, and my cousin's like, she goes, I can't be bothered, man. Like,
yeah, they're tired. Like,
really? Tired and do whatever. Mary, she's like,
my parents have four. Yeah, and then 10 years later, you're now coming to do nappies? 10 years.
Oh, that's gap between
me and my brother. That 10 years is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
So they've just left you. That's probably why you live life free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just left me. My sisters and all of them, my brothers would take me out. They would be the raising. It was just too much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. And you're just tired from
parentifying the oldest ones, the first couple, is always, it's always a danger.
You benefited.
Oh, yes. After my pocket money would run out for mum and dad, who's the next in line?
It's lovely, eh?
Yeah.
I love it.
It was a blessing, though, honestly.
Having older siblings?
Yeah.
What's the gap between you and your brothers?
So between me and my oldest one, between the same mum and dad though, that's 10 years. And then next one, like 9.5. But I just say 10.
And then what's the next one?
And the next one is 5. So they had us all 5 years apart. Just insane.
Wow, 5 years.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing.
I think also moving here.
Yeah, that's the gap between me and my brother. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But yeah, there's definitely, for the youngest, I feel like, yes, there's advantages because you really feel, I don't know, like protected, like you beyond your mum and dad, you have
more advice.
Yeah.
Like a support system above you that isn't your parents. Yeah.
And like the advice that they give is in relevant. A way that is, applicable. Yeah, no, hey, Mary, what are you doing? Like they'll just come to you, hey, Mary, that ain't it. Don't wear that top. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your titties is all out. That's not cute. As opposed to, hey, you got child of God. Like, oh, it's like, oh, please, girl. I got it from Dolly Girl. Everyone wears this. But, you know, the way that the community... So I know definitely it's a blessing and a curse. But it's more so the older ones that
suffer.
Anyway.
With the 30s, some of us have already reached there and some of us haven't. Do you feel like... Obviously, a key societal pressure is babies producing, you know, all of that.
People still are asking me, when is my next one?
The next one?
People not tired?
How do they know you want three?
Who knows?
And are they going to pay for it?
Yeah.
For their third child? They need to stop talking, man.
That one is very, very... Anyway, but you've had two. So I guess it's more Rebco and Gillian question. And me. Do you feel like you think about your body clock? Because we can't even fight it.
So you know what? I never thought about it.
Really?
I actually thought I'd be fine. And you know how I mentioned my two friends? The guy questioned me one day about
it. Oh, they were guys.
Hey!
Guy. Oh.
So he was like, don't you think about it? I was like, what's there to think about? And he's like, look, you're getting older. Like, you're in your 30s. Like,
a man said this to you.
Yeah. But this is someone that I'm close to. So it's not like, oh, I'm offended.
So he's well-meaning. But
when he started, I was just like, why are you saying this to me? Like, I was like, why are you talking to me about this?
But it's from a place of love.
Yeah. And the fact that I think he was shocked that I hadn't been really thinking about it. Like, and then.
I'm kind of surprised too.
Yeah, I just didn't.
The way you love, like, kids and you know you want kids.
Yeah, just, I think I always just thought it would happen. And not because I just expected to, but I'd had friends who, you know, they were told older. During school, no, they were like my age and some older, that they couldn't have kids and they've had kids. So I was like, if they have
You've
had
seen
kids,
the miracles.
I could be fine, you know. And so when my friend told me this, I was just like, okay, whatever. So I don't remember when I checked, but I remember watching a doco or something of Gabrielle Union, and she was talking
about... Was
that
the AM something test, the one that you told me about?
Yeah.
Something AMH?
Maybe. So my friend's an IVF nurse, and that's how I questioned. But I think I watched the Gabrielle thing, and she was like, yeah, she'd been having periods... Da, 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 but didn't realize that there could have been something wrong, and it was only when she tried in whatever age that was too late. And da, 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 da. And so when she said, I was like, oh, damn, like, and there's a lot of Gabrielle Union's life, and this is probably why I don't like watching her movies. There's a lot of me that I see in her. And so I don't really like
Oh my gosh, sorry, this is off topic. I watched her.
Yeah,
new
I did too. They didn't need
is
to make
rubbish?
That. They didn't need to make that. It was just a waste.
I could tell by the promos it was rubbish, but the way that.
Oh my gosh.
It just, the story's weak.
Perfect find, I think.
Yeah.
Beyond weak. Like, they literally did not need to make that. It was, and she's always living her life in the movie.
That's why I struggle to watch some of her stuff, because I'm like, this is just too close.
I love Gabrielle, but it's not every day being Mary Jane, but like, you've just repurposed
actually,
it.
That's really right. Like, that is actually her life.
Every time you're struggling with conceiving, you're dating a younger man.
It's probably, she reads the script, it resonates with her
every time. But you live. It. You actually live that
but
this, life.
But that, no, that story, yeah. But that story is actually from a book.
Is it?
Yeah, it's from a book. Crap, if you watch till the end, it says from a book.
It's rubbish.
But yeah, after that, I went to go and do some investigation.
After that, a show, a documentary.
I think so. And also because after the clip when she said, and so because my friend's an IVF nurse, I was like throwing questions
has
at
she
her.
And the IVF nurse has never said anything to you?
So funnily enough, when I turned 30 or 31, I said to her, oh, I want to have a fertility check. And she was like, You're
too young.
Don't worry
30
about it. She's like, don't worry about it. You're fine. And I was like, no, I really want to have it. And then I ignored her and I went to go and do it. And then it was fine. And then recently.
Can those things really tell you, like, will you really know unless you're trying?
Didn't I say here that, like, they found out that I must have had PCOS or whatever, and now it's, like, reduced, and now I have, like, lots of eggs. which I was like, okay, that's probably fair, because if you told me this when I was 17, I would have freaked out. Yeah. And that's what happened to my friend. Throughout high school, she kept saying, I'm not going to have kids. I can't. And then now she has two kids because that's what she was told. Yeah.
Was she told she had PCOS?
Yeah.
I'm so happy I didn't find out I had it when I was young, because I would have been freaking out for
time. Like all through high school, I've known this about my friend.
Anyway, go on.
Yeah, but
so what age are you meant to look into? Freezing eggs? Because I feel like everyone's checking
doing it. I don't know. Yes. So I think what they do is that they measure based on age, AMH, and then if they think there's something of concern, and also they check other things like
AMH blood. Is like a hormone or what?
Yeah, it's a hormone, and they check your egg count, and they check if you're ovulating and all this type of stuff. And so I think when they do that and they see signs that, like, it's looking a bit risky, then that will suggest other stuff. So I recently did one, and I even went to get like a fibroids check and stuff like that. So they're checking it, does it affect my fertility, blah, 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 blah. And my doctor was like, you know what, look, let's just check every year. Cause she's like, you're healthy, you're fit, you seem to eat well.
Every year.
You seem really thin.
Probably so after 30 maybe.
Yeah, just because I don't have kids. Yeah. So this is like, we need to check to make sure that if I want to look into IVF, I do it at the right time because sometimes it's too late, da da da.
There's nothing worse than like trying, and you could have done all of this
before. Of course.
You can't turn back.
Yeah. And I didn't really, and even though my friend's an IVF nurse, I didn't really look into it. But one of my other friends had sent me, I think just before my birthday last year, she sent me a clip about egg IVF. Freezing. And she was like, I know this is uncomfortable for people to talk about, da da da.
IVF or egg freezing?
Egg freezing.
Okay, cool.
But she's like, I know this is uncomfortable for people to talk about, but like, I just want to make sure that you have all options available, blah, blah, blah. So and then send that to me, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. I'll consider it.
Because there are also a lot of cases of women that it doesn't happen
it
for.
It doesn't happen.
It can be a chance thing, but why would you want to play with the chances?
I was just going to say, if there's scientific ways that you can, you know,
help your chances.
Yeah, help your chances, then I guess, yeah, why not?
Yeah. And you hear 40-year-olds, 40, like late 40s having babies. I don't know, that those scare tactics that they do, like even seeing ads.
I think they really put a thing about 30. Like 30 is still a perfectly fertile age.
100%. Like, it actually is.
My mum had me at 30 by accident, okay? Like it's very fertile.
Well, I know a lady who's about to turn 50. And she had her first kid, her first child at 37.
She's had her first kid at 37.
So when she said it, because I didn't realize she was turning 50, so I was like, oh my gosh, you're turning 50. And then I was like, wait, when did you have your first child? And she goes 37. And I was like, so I'm good. And she's like, babes, you're fine. Like she's actually like, you're in the clear.
My mum was 38.
When she had me.
But then again, you're the four.
It's that first one you need to have.
Yeah, it's the first one.
And
does fertility issues? Do you think it's like genetic?
I think it's hugely lifestyle. Because obviously I follow a lot of these pages, so I have PCOS. This woman had been struggling with fertility since she was 27, which is a perfectly fertile age. She was trying for years and years and years and years. She changed her diet. She fell pregnant naturally at 36.
What did she do?
She stopped eating inflammatory foods.
So dairy.
Dairy. Oh. Gluten.
Yeah. Gluten. Yeah. Meat.
No, she eats meat. Okay. She eats meat. Yeah.
Dairy gluten,
yeah. So it's the fact that she genetically doesn't have a good reaction to those foods, and it stopped her ovulating because she went through 3 rounds of IVF.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. And
I did go to an IVF talk recently.
IVF talk?
Yeah. Egg freezing IVF. Okay. It was when we went to the Opera House. And they were talking about how you should consider like egg freezing as like just a insurance policy. And apparently only 15% of people who freeze their eggs actually come back because they either end up getting pregnant naturally or they just don't want to go through the process.
It's a waste of money? Is that what you...
No.
It's like, an insurance policy.
So just like you pay car insurance, that's how you should consider...
How much does that cost,
it's
roughly?
Grand.
That's not that bad.
Grand. It's like... Yeah, that bad if you've got that. And you only get medical rebates if you've got something wrong with you.
So it's like about, PCOS or something.
Sometimes it won't even clear for that. Yeah.
So it's probably
a minimum $5,000, and then you also have to pay for storage and stuff like that.
Storage like $700.
And then also you have a day surgery, so you've got to pay something like...
It's a lot.
You're looking at it does at least $10,000.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh,
and that's another thing. That's a couple of thousand. I feel like you have to be... someone that has some money lying around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or even consider it. If you really want to take out loans, they do have payment plans.
Oh, gee. No. Okay.
So.
Hey, Klarna on eggs.
Yes.
You're too.
After paying on eggs.
Ovaries
rub.
Insane. Freaking madness.
Bro. Oh, my God. Yeah,
but I can see why people would do it.
Yeah, and I think that,
peace of mind.
Yeah. Like, there's so much stuff. Even, like, who was saying this to me? Like, some GP was like, you know, you have PCOS, you better have all your kids by 35. I'm like, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, when I was single, I was like 25. Like, bitch, I ain't got no man. I got nothing. Like, what am I going to do? But then I was like, and then I was reading up so much on people with PCOS. Apparently, it really settles down for a lot of women at 30. Like, your hormones calm down.
Which is probably what's happened to me.
Things really settle in your 30s. Also, because PCOS causes you to not ovulate, when you no longer have PCOS, you have all these eggs that have been stored from not ovulating.
Yeah.
So you have more of a chance. And then I'm like, why are people like, just like, you better have kids by 30. Yeah. Like, that's like that. They're just pushing you to that. I'm like, what's this agenda? Like, leave. I was very 25 and you're like, yeah, you better. I'm like, bitch, I haven't finished my degree. Like,
that's true.
And you know what I mean?
And even now that I think about, for me, I'm probably the healthiest I've ever been. So
most people, like, they get into healthier habits in their 30s.
Because
so
we realize we can't rely on our youth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's just like, back. I feel like I'm not. Even with my condition, I'm not that worried. I don't know why. That's not worried.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
Please don't let them infiltrate your mind.
I continue making healthy changes, all of that. There's so much they can do. There's also medication that can help you ovulate. Like, there's so many resources before getting to IVF on top of that. So it's like, I'm not worried anymore. I don't know.
Is good.
No,
why should I finish myself worrying? Like, I don't know.
But you've equipped yourself with knowledge to feel you don't otherwise need to worry.
Stress.
Otherwise, if you had left it in the doctor's office after you said TikTok, you would be. You would be.
Exactly. And, like, that's why I'm glad I wasn't diagnosed, because I also had a friend that in school that was had PCOS. And she's like, I'm not going to have kids. I'm like,
that and the way I don't even say like they so say casually. It. Yeah. Like,
oh, I'm not having kids. Oh, I'm never going to have kids.
I can't
that
do
see,
that
in school, because I was on like 5 kids. I did not want that anymore. But in school, I wanted that. And that would have devastated me.
Yeah. Really devastated.
Like, there's just no need to have made 16-year-old ribs that sad.
But you know what else? I'm going off on a tangent.
Yeah.
But, you know, that might even increase people's chances of, like, having unprotected sex and then thinking, oh, you know, 100%. I'm not going to have kids anyway. And then bang.
They've had kids. Yeah, I've heard that as well.
So please, doctors,
I know. Give proper
health advice. What is these?
Anyway, do you feel like there's hypocrisy around
men's 30s versus men turning 30?
Like, oh, you're 30.
I feel like there's still that, oh, my life, I need to get my shit together. Yeah, that's still there. Well,
I don't really know what other
30-year-olds there are.
No. Oh. Like, for men, what other expectations are there?
It's just that you have your ish together.
Yeah. Marriage?
Like, maybe move down.
Move down.
You've got money to get married, to get a house.
You've got a car, you've got your L's.
You're on manager.
L's. Oh, my God.
You saw me in sort of L's.
Literally, I think that's right, because I was talking to you. Sorry.
It's like stability. Yeah. Like a level of stability.
Yeah, for sure. But also, like, and it's also like, can you take care of a woman?
Yeah.
Type of thing. At 30, it's just like, what are you doing?
Put your hand there.
Can you take care of a woman? What are you doing?
It's true.
You know, like that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think there's still pressure for men. Okay. Yeah.
I'll give it to 100%. Them too. You better be. You better be stable.
Period, bro.
Because when the woman goes and has a baby, how are you going to look after her?
Damn.
La.
Are we both going to be on mat leave?
Yeah.
Not possible.
I can't be still healing from my stitches and then get to and have to log in.
And you're just chilling at home.
No. And you're telling me to pump.
Seriously.
Nah, man.
Get to work, nigga.
You gotta get in your Zoom.
You gotta get
every more than 10. You gotta get on your Zoom.
I'm gonna spit my water out.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Twitter is so good. How are you doing time wise, babes?
So, are you guys, well, Vanessa, you're close.
Mm-hmm.
So, considering that you're not doing a thing, are you like preparing for the entrance of your 30th?
No, really.
Interesting.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I love that for you, babe.
It's less stress.
Really. I really just feel good about where I am, where my life is. In terms of ticking things off, like, yeah, I guess. But I'm
but
just like, whatever.
It's beyond that. Yeah, exactly.
No.
That's good.
I really feel like the choice to not have a celebration was a big deal.
Because I am like, I do like to celebrate things. I'm big on like doing things experience-wise.
Yeah.
But
why does experience have to be party
though? Yeah. Mm. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think I did initially feel
pressure.
Yeah. Mm. Not that anyone was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You just see what other people do. You just like, yeah, 30 is a big age. You have to celebrate in some way. And I do have friends like that I wanted to do things with, but I don't have to do it collective.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to pay for everyone to be enjoying themselves when I can pay use that money for myself. Damn. And also maybe because I'm also planning the wedding, I'm like,
yeah,
that's a big
and issue. Life after wedding. Yeah. I don't want to be planning my birthday on top of that.
Yeah.
And I think because I know like I already have like a big group thing for my even hen, Seth, and bridal shower.
We'll all see you at the wedding.
Honestly, so I was like, what's the purpose? Mm. Yeah, it's too much.
It's
like
a lot.
Because my friend asked me the other day, like, do you want? I was like, babe, I don't even really feel like I want
to. You know what? Do you want? It's like now, it's like, hens was just a night out. Now it's holiday. You have to go to.
Give me a holiday, baby.
Yeah, when you just say, I was like, oh, I'm here my for the
God, holiday.
I'm not here for the bridal shower. I'm here for the holiday.
Yeah, the holiday was.
Like, they can't do it financially, bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The pressure to come different. Along.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I understand that. Yeah. That's why, like, when people tell me, oh, I have to. And I said, my friend, it's not forced. If you don't have money, don't go.
Yeah.
Like, actually, don't go. The fact that people feel obliged.
Obliged. And that's what I don't understand.
I just don't get that bit. Don't
and
go.
I'm being babe. Very like, even planning a wedding in this economy is extreme sport. But I'm being very conscious of like people's pockets. Like I can't. How you expect someone bridal shower hands, and then you're gonna expect them to gift you outfits? It's all very pricey. Yeah. You can't expect people to do that.
People have to feed themselves.
Yeah,
literally the bare minimum. Literally. I just think...
But things have definitely changed as well.
100%.
Because people have become more conscious of that. Back then, I didn't give a shit.
Care. Yeah, I was just like,
I was just doing it because, like, I'm getting married. These are things that we do. You know what I mean? Like, people are, like, pouring into you in different ways. But if you can't do it or if you can't afford it, don't go. Yeah. There's no obligation.
But even things locally, I heard, like, I forgot who's some... A friend's wedding and her hands within the same... City was like gonna cost $1,000.
I'm not surprised.
What are you doing?
Babe.
No, seriously, I'm not surprised.
What I don't know. Doing? Maybe some distant winery crap.
That's the reason why if I'm gonna have to spend that,
I'd rather go overseas.
So that's why I get annoyed if it's here and I'm spending that money.
Yes, yeah, seriously,
like, annoyed.
To go to
I'm like,
central. Who'd have been so hills? I'm pretty pissed off, mate.
When I could have gone to Bali and come back.
Yeah. I know.
I could have gone to New Zealand.
I mean, bloody Potts Point. Fuck you.
Like, what the fuck am I doing at the Crown? Babe,
seriously,
I can't even gamble and get my money up.
Like, you can't even win anything.
Yeah.
I get it. I think you also need to be conscious of like the people that you're going with. Like,
yes.
I wouldn't really suggest to a whole bunch of people that I know here, let's go to Bali because everyone's going to be like, I can't come, money, my kids, blah, 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 blah. But I know I can go into another group
that'll be like,
send me the invite. Yeah. What date are we going?
Yeah. You
know? And that's what I was going to say. It depends on your group of friends, sure. Yeah, yeah. And where everyone's life stage is, because I got married at the time where everyone was like single or in relationships or there wasn't many kids around.
So
it was just like, yeah, we finna turn up. Yeah, where are we going now? What are we doing?
Not major.
Yeah,
major
it wasn't like, yeah, there was no major responsibilities. But now, in this
it's
time
it's
very different. I'd be very much more considerate of that, but back then I was like, what you doing with your money?
Nothing.
Let's go somewhere, let's do something. But yeah, things have definitely changed. But
also the fact that like people's like culture, like there's different things in my culture as well. My partner is from a different culture and there's just things like, we're gonna have to cut
good
that
luck. Good luck.
You can have multiple ceremonies.
We're gonna have to be brutal.
I am so looking forward to it.
I know. Okay,
cool. Because the last time I went to like a southeast. I had a time.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Anything different?
Anything different is so exciting.
I mean, also, there's also you guys haven't been to any Gavin wedding either, have you?
Never,
never.
So there's that.
You think we have other friends?
Exactly. I was just, yeah.
Oh my god, I do.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
You're so rude. And she'll listen. Love you.
Actually, so rude.
Naughty.
I should never think about it.
See?
She doesn't listen to us.
Oh, okay.
Scot free.
Wow. Oh, yeah, you do.
Very. But anyway.
Anyways, it's time for our Reddit reactions.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to give you guys a bit of a choice. We're going to do one involving a cousin.
Please don't make it a wedding one.
It's not a wedding one. And we're going to do one involving in-laws.
Oh, I love the in-law one.
And it's all in-laws and weddings. That shit breaks people apart,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, it actually does.
Yeah, because it is very
intense.
Yeah. We haven't had a cousin one before.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying.
It's the ahem in our ears.
Anyway. My grandma has always gushed over my cousin Mel, 23. He had a troubled life and started doing drugs in middle school. He lived with my grandma after he did jail time twice in his short life. My grandma acted like he was just a misunderstood boy and he was just too smart for his own mind. I feel like she enabled him to death. Mm. At the funeral, she was telling.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
she was telling.
I heard that.
Yeah.
She was telling a family member he always had health problems and Mel died of a heart attack, like it was some tragic accident that a young man died and that the hospital was incompetent or something. I interrupted my grandma and said Mel actually died from meth laced with fentanyl.
Oh,
he was dead before he made it to the hospital, and Mel is not some kind of fucking tragic hero. My grandma called me a nasty little tattletale and to stop airing the family's dirty laundry. Mel was a good boy and just troubled. I was asked to leave with my parents, and my grandmother and Mel's mum said I was a horrible kid, bad-mouthing me to my parents. My dad added fuel to the fire by saying at least I won't ever have to look at my kid in a casket from dying from a meth overdose. Oh, my grandma has been crying on the phone to my mum about how horrible we all are, and other family members think it was unnecessary for us to point out Mel's death. And we could have tried to soothe my grandma in her grief.
Am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole?
Wow.
Talk about favoritism.
Yeah. And also grandparents, they have a thing for their
grandkids. Also, isn't necessary to
do that at the funeral?
Yeah.
You're probably not at the funeral, but granny needed to hear as well.
Nah, no, I think it's not a time and a place.
I did say not at the funeral,
he's
but
dead,
granny
babe.
Needed
what are you going to do?
What are you
going to
do?
Yeah, she's
no, no, and of course it didn't need to be there.
If it was the parent or like his own parent, maybe, but it's the grandparent. Let it go. Like they're old. They're
no,
just
but I think
living
he,
in this fantasy
he
world.
He lived with her and like she was kind of like a parent.
Yeah, she's really
protective. So he's obviously being also, he's salty as well because she's always showing him favoritism.
And I think he got given chance all the time after fucking up all the time.
So he's obviously a bit salty and wounded from it. Mm. So he also wanted to get his digs in with grandma, but leave them old people alone, bro.
I know. Damn, that's a rough
Yeah,
life,
I know. They're
though.
In their own world.
Yeah, they're in their own world. They're like, you know the truth. The family knows the truth.
Yeah.
I guess sometimes in that kind of environment.
Maybe she
no,
knew.
That
Maybe
environment
she
just
things,
didn't need to
but
be.
Also,
other people didn't know.
Someone dying from meth laced with fentanyl. He didn't know it had fentanyl in it.
That's so scary.
The fentanyl thing in the States is very crazy.
But wait, the granny didn't know at all, though?
She did know, but she was telling other people.
Oh,
that
she was lying. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
So she
I thought she
lying.
Actually didn't know.
No,
but even if she was lying, is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no,
I
no.
Mean,
if she was lying, that's fine. Like
it does feel a bit rough to be telling people
yeah,
at the funeral the cause of death.
Yeah.
It's not anything to me.
It's probably a bit of jealousy, though. Like the granny just being like, oh, it was a heart attack, and this one just decided to lash out.
And they're probably sick of, because dealing with an addicted family member can be really frustrating. So
yeah.
it's like, it's just like, oh, this person was really, like, gave us grief. But it is tragic that he died, though, nonetheless. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just because he wasn't addicted to drugs doesn't mean he.
And you did say he had a troubled life that led him to it. So we don't know what happened there. But
I feel like this cousin's the asshole. But Reddit said that this cleared them the asshole in this situation.
Yeah.
Should have just waited. Honestly, if you
but
really
like, wait to what?
Into what? Yeah,
and
if,
say
I'm
what?
Saying if it was dying to say something, just wait.
Just go and bitch about it later.
The person wanted
with
a platform.
With your parents.
Yeah. They wanted a platform, and that was the moment. Yeah. Because later, where are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think he's the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that way it wasn't right.
Unanimous decision. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Oh, I thought you said you were doing another one.
No. Why?
I said,
cousin
and
in-law.
You don't listen today at all.
Oh my gosh, Rebecca.
I said, I'm letting you guys choose between the two.
Yeah.
Oh, cousin and in-law. Okay. Yeah. This is an interesting case. Sorry.
And with that, I bid you adieu.
Yes.
Thank you.
Catch you on the next episode, guys. Bye.
Bye.